This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 154th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha was organized at Bapu's Samadhi at Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Meenakshi Lekhi and Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge were among those who offered floral tributes. President, Vice President and Prime Minister paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Modi visited Vijay Ghat, the memorial of Lal Bahadur Shastri in the national capital, to pay him floral tributes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today to lay foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will visit Chittorgarh and dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crores. Later, Prime Minister Modi will visit Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh today to lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees. He will dedicate to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway, which has been developed at a cost of about 11,895 crore rupees. A special campaign 3.0 will begin today with a focus on Swachhata and reducing pendency in government offices with a saturation approach. The campaign coincides with the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. It will continue till the 31st of this month. The campaign is a sequel of the special campaigns conducted in the last 2 years. A special Swachhata campaign 3.0 was today launched in Akashwani, New Delhi, to mark the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. Principal Director General Akashwani, Dr. Vasudha Gupta, inspected the Akashwani premises to assess the cleanliness activities. On the occasion, she also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Dr. Gupta also administered the Swachhata pledge to the officers and staff of Akashwani and felicitated the Safai Karamcharis. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested 4 accused in the ongoing investigation of cases related to violence in Manipur. It had registered 2 cases in August this year on the request of the state government. The agency took over the investigation of these cases early registered by Manipur police on the complaints of parents of minor victims at police station Lamphel. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh announced that 4 accused have been arrested in connection to the brutal killing of 2 innocent students in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Bharatiya Janata Party's BJP Central Election Committee CEC to finalize its candidates for the forthcoming assembly elections in Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. According to party sources, the primary focus of the discussion revolved around constituencies where the party's presence is relatively weaker in Rajasthan. There were deliberations on the possibility of fielding several members of parliament and ministers in the Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh assembly elections. The Indian Met Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. The weather office has also predicted heavy rainfall over Kerala. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 3 days. On day 9 of the Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, India's Kabaddi campaign will kick off today with the women's team facing Chinese Taipei in its first group game. Table tennis women's doubles duo Suthith Mukherjee and Ahia Mukherjee will face North Korea in the semi-finals today. Athletics will be in focus after Indian track and field stars won 9 medals yesterday. Amlan Borgohain in the men's 200 meters and the Indian mixed 4x400 meters quartet will run for glory today. The Indian men's hockey team will aim for 5 wins in 5 as they take on Bangladesh in the final Pool A match today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.